other words, if we get out of the three cages, we can take off and fly away. You see? We're getting fresh air. And he also said, also, if there is a hole in the roof, you can ascend from there also. And there may be iron bars on the window. He said, if there are, then make a hole in the roof and go out that way. He means through the Tizra Till. Go out through the Shev Nephila or the third eye. And then he was chuckling, real creepy. You know, that was his type of humor, very beautiful. So, beloved, this is what he said. Sitting in the physical company of a God-man for 25 minutes is like sitting for 100 years, studying books and sitting alone. So strong is his radiation. And he would often tell us that to be sitting in the company of a God-man is burning off thousands and thousands of penances. So look at the lifetimes we have burnt off just sitting in the presence of the God-man. Okay? Then he related the story of Baba Jamal. And he says, Baba Jamal gave initiation to his friend. And the friend came back sometime later. So Jamal asked, he says, well, have you done anything with it? And the friend answered, no. And that he had not only done anything with it, but he had also forgotten the Holy Charged Word. So Baba Jamal gave him one solid slap, and he promptly put him into samadhi. It goes to show you the power of the God-man, that he can take you from the very depths of hell to the very top of creation. Now, this is also, this is Darshan on the morning of the 26th. Beloved is speaking again. And he said, God is spirit. And to worship in spirit is a true worship. We could see that the sea of life was mute and dead when others spoke. And when our beloved, the bearded actual lion of life, started to speak, the dead came to life. And the sea rippled with the wings of love. And the low hum was heard throughout the vastness of this sea of life. And the actual lion of light said, if you pray for others, you will be blessed for that. He is a true man who lives for the life of others. He says, develop this love of God. God has created man the highest form of God's creation. The love of God will help you to serve all others. Remain in your own religions, but try to remain a true son of God. God permeates the entire universe, but he dwells in the mother's womb. We should look to ourselves whether we are bringing happiness or peace. Very important, he said. He said, this is a guiding line to our life, to make sure that we bring peace. He said, the mind is powerful with such a driving force. It takes the soul and body into the gnashing jaws of decay and death. The mind is a burning sea. The whole world is a flame. We are burning in the invisible flame of our own passions. This is on the 29th. Usually the bearded lion of light initiates on the 28th, on July after the Bandada. But the holy occasion of Sawan's birthday celebration, it was so vast, and so many thousands of people, Master fed thousands and thousands of people, that, and the illness was already taken toll on the physical coil. So he put it off. There, nobody would ever give him any rest. He didn't get any rest at all. They would just come in and bother him with this paper. And Maharaji, what about this paper? And can we have this paper? And who is this? And 50 people come in and say, the master's off, I'm right up. And master never closed his doors and never said no to anybody or anything. He says, my door, you don't see a no admittance sign on my door. And all the other masters closed their doors. And when they even took food, They shut their doors and they were quiet. Baba Sawan, no one was allowed in. Not even his maidservant was allowed in when he was eating. And our beloved, Sister Indians would be sitting eating on his carpet all over the place while he was partaking of trying to eat something. But you see, it was later than we knew. And he wasn't going to take even the Enos pelf away from him. That's how much compassion. Well, he's the Lord of compassion, so you can understand. So, as thousands came to pay homage, it was put off for the 29th, the initiation. 9:10 a.m., the mighty giant of spirituality appears. He takes seat on the dais, and he starts to question the vast multitude who had come to take Nam. Beloved speaks in Hindi, and he's explaining, as only God could, the duties of taking Nam, God's word, the venerable aspects of sage. Over about 1,295, I think was the correct, were being initiated. Huge fans are blowing and circulating the air, making it indeed, it was very comfortable. It was very lovely. And a wee birdie, and Master said, anything. And this bird was right over Master, right in the fork of the tent, you know. That bird came and he just flew back, he came back, and at the end he was just nestling there. He was just singing away, you know. So that wee birdie was nesting above beloved's head. And who knows, but maybe in this next little reincarnation, human birth. That's how strong the power of the Master is. Yeah, and I said, even he came to bathe in the Nam power. And beloved asked if they attended the satsang and did they grasp the theory. And then beloved explains the physical, astral, and causal, and supercausal planes. Beloved explains the music of the sphere. Beloved explains there are five planes, five names, five sounds in number. Beloved now is giving the five holy charged names. And that sounded like the low droning of bees. That's very beautiful to hear that charging, you know. Beloved is also giving the Muslim names for the Muslims. All are repeating the holy word. And a humming is washing over the people. And they have now learned the holy word. And beloved continues. A Muslim old man and a young lad is sitting a few feet in front of beloved. And the boy is being, he was being drawn, he was like this. He couldn't stand it. He was just sitting and going round and round, and his eyes were going up like that, you know. And he was being drawn up. And he didn't quite understand what was happening to him. You see? Now it is now 10 a.m. Beloved puts all in meditation, and he gives full instructions on how to sit for the sacred devotion. Now, I say that I have been a witness to this sacred rite for the past 8 years that I've been going to the ashram. And every time it becomes more awesome, for understanding has grown immensely due to the beloved's grace. Now it is 10:25 a.m. and all are within, and at 11:05 a.m. beloved tells them to leave off. Beloved asks, those who have not seen anything, stand up. Those who did not have come up to the front against the canvas wall. You see this great big tent flapping there. You know, they put them up. So beloved turns about on his dais and is giving them another sitting. He now asks the others who saw so forth and so on. One little old lady, Loie and I, we had to laugh because every time Master said, who saw the colors? She raised her hand. Well, who saw the starry sky? She raised her hand. Who saw the sun? She raised her hand. Who saw the moon? She raised her hand. Who saw Master's form inside? She raised her hand. All this little tiny peasant lady with legs that looked like that. She had her dhoti on and tied up, and her little legs were like that, and she was very old, you see. So I guess Master knew. He used the end at the commencement anyway. And it was really something. It was really a beautiful sight. She saw all in all. She saw everything. Now at 11:50, beloved tells all to sit on their feet for Bhajan. He explains the method in flowing tones of love. Now, Those who are able to sit on their feet and do bhajan, you should do that, because that is the position in the mother's womb. And it is a very healing position. It does something to the body. If the body is not correct at times, it has a healing effect. Besides, Nam is a panacea of all ills anyway. And if anybody does it any other way, unless they are older and they can't, and they must sit, you know, on the chair or for any other reason, they have spinal trouble or something like that, they must lay down, you should try and sit in this position. Otherwise, we are cheating. You see? Now, 12:15 p.m., beloved taps the microphone. We look beside us. One lady is out in samadhi. She's gone. Vroom! Completely out, you know. But Lava tells all to leave off. And then he asks, what sounds did you hear? Then he explains the principles of the diary and their importance in keeping for one's receptivity and progress. And just because our beloved is no longer with us in the physical, there's no reason why we should not keep our diaries. You should keep them even more religiously than before. So, all left for the prospective homes in the area. For some, they came from hundreds of miles and even foreign lands to get this crest jewel of eternal life. And all during this time, beloved master, he was suffering untold agony. He had to get off the dais. They brought him a chair. He had to take his tiny little homeopathic little tiny pills that he takes. I've never seen Master do anything like this before at initiation. Always the God-man was powerful. But it was taking its toll already. If we would take on the karma of one person, just one person, we would burn up. We would disintegrate. There would be nothing left of us. And our beloved took on, I don't know. Well, there must be a million. I don't know. All around. The earth is finished. It's now in Japan, in Russia. So the whole earth has initiates. And I guess that's the only thing that is truly keeping the earth in balance. And if we ever did devotional duties before, we better get to it now and do no less than 4 hours, at least. Because if you do less than 4 hours, it won't mean a thing. 2 hours, you're not even getting by. You'll have to make a resolution. There are many of us. I see different people who go to work and everything. But if you put in your meditations, God first, world second, you're going to make it. You see? But if you don't, I don't know. I really don't know. Because it's only to know the karmic background of a soul, whether they will ascend to the highest or not. Otherwise, he's just got to put you in a place lower than Satsang, where you'll have to develop further. And why do that when you can do it here? Procrastination is the thief of time. He kept saying that. He kept saying it. He kept saying it. And also another thing he kept saying. If ye love your families more than me, he would quote Christ on this. He wouldn't say this personally. But he said, Christ said. And who is Christ? Christ is the God Guru power. If ye love your families more than me, ye are not my disciples. You have to understand that the tremendous, maddening love that you have for the Satguru devolves on your loved ones. And it becomes a greater love that you have instead of this attachment that we have. It is no longer attachment, but a true love. That's the difference. He says, no one, only the God Guru himself, knew the extent of his distress during the ills, the karmas of the world. He kept going under the avalanches of duress, knowing the time was inching in on his physical body. The strain in which beloved was working under took its toll. People from all walks of life, from the beggars to the kings, came and went into and from his presence. He was seeing thousands. His beautiful life ebbing like the tide of time. He was constantly saying, there is very little time left. There is very little time left. You don't know, time is flying away like anything. Can't you realize it? I'm breaking my head for you. Time is flying away. Do not judge, lest ye be judged, was another phrase he kept saying. Do not judge, lest ye be judged. And we all have a habit of criticizing, and criticizing very badly, people around us, what they're doing, this and that and everything. And what, look at that one, and look at that one, and look at her, and look at him, and that so, and they're not doing right, and that isn't right. He says, do not judge, lest ye be judged. And we don't know. I don't know. We know he is God, and yet we're not listening to what he's saying. I hope this makes an impression tonight that we do carry on with full force and vigorous vitality, more stronger than ever before, because we'll have to. This is an absolute must. He says, there is very little time left. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination is the thief of time. Now we're there in the evening on July 29th after Holy Initiation. The beautiful master hosts a small group of leaders in plans for an Asian conference, which might be scheduled for sometime in November. But I doubt if it'll go on now, because they have no leader. Master told me, he says, that government, presidents, and all these things, the world has been taken out of their hands. It is no longer in their hands. It is in the hands of a higher controlling power. And as you saw in this country, it was really taken out for one who really, to me, wanted to be a dictator. That's what he wanted, to consume the country. Even his daughter said so, that when my father rules, she didn't say govern, she said rules. Now there's a difference. Kings rule, and heads of governments, they guide, you know. There's a different thing. So the conference would be for the purpose of finding a practical way for men to come together with love. And the theme could center about Guru Nanak, the first Paramahansa Sadguru. Guru Nanak spread the light and sound all over the Asian portion of the world, and he traveled on foot, even into Jerusalem, all these places. And the holy feet of God Guru, our God Guru, he walked this poor earth in search of his lost children. Because we're lost. He doesn't come for the saints. They're already there. What do they have to come down here for? They've made the ascension. But we, the sinners, every one of us is a sinner, or we wouldn't be in the mortal coil. We're only in the mortal coil because of our desires and our errors. Now, many sadhus were invited to give their views concerning the planning of such a conference. As it was getting late and little seemed to be decided for certain, word came to my lowly ears that I was to speak in behalf of our God Guru relating to the conference. So with the beautiful power of love, I got up. And I said, the world will not gain salvation through darkness, but through the wisdom and light of the God-man Sankarapal. And if all would leave their minds aside and follow his holiness, all would be led into the light. All religions stem from Asia and come into being from there. We do not mean that other countries do not have religions, but their source originated in Asia. I would like to make a correction to what one of you dear leaders said. He said, you know, we're a very poor country, and someday maybe the wealth of the West would come over. And I told him, it's not true. You have your oils. All the wealth is in this country. And you are not the poor country. You are by far the richest in the whole world. For God himself resides here. You have to lead the world to peace. Sankarapal is the harbinger of peace. The king of love. Guru Nanak traveled all through Asia. Our beloved is traveling the length and breadth of this world.
It is important to have this Asian conference, for a God-realized man is the voice of truth and shall resound around the world, and the world shall be fringed with blossoms of every denomination. All the members of the guiding group for the conference wholeheartedly agreed, and we were adjourned in love and bliss. That was the end of the meeting, you know. And even then, our beloved was sitting, and I said, why did you give Master a chair like that? You're not thinking or anything, you know. Why didn't you bring beloved's chair with its pillows and everything? He gave Master's chair. He was sitting way down, and his arm was slipping off. And when he tried to get up, he couldn't even get up out of the chair. That's everything. Our hearts were just pounding to see great God Guru would make every effort trying to get up. If we had, I tell you, if all the initiates, and this is true, had been putting in their time, in their practice, and been doing and keeping the commandments of the Sadguru, and some of the young ones not going back to LSD and wife swapping and different other things that were not supposed to be done on this path, I imagine the Sadguru would still be in the mortal coil. But the more they did, the more he had to burn off. So whatever you do now, you're going to have to burn off. And the only way that you are going to burn it off is to get and do 3 or 4 hours in the sound current every day and not miss one single day. Because if you get anything, you get any ills, who are you going to write to? You're going to write that my husband has cancer, please, Master, save him? There will be no letters going by airplane into the inner realms. And what should I do here? And should I do this and should I do that? Now you're going to have to rely on the guidance of the inner master and what he tells you. Okay? Now, we're here on August the 1st. Want me to wait? Okay. We're here on August the 1st. Our beloved was invited to be the guest speaker at the House of Parliament. And do you know that this is the first time in the history that a spiritual leader was given the honor of speaking before the Indian House of Parliament? Never, never, because they don't want to be bothered with gurus and things like that. You know, Nehru, Prime Minister Nehru at that time, he couldn't stand the sadhus and the so-called Indian saints. But our beloved, he used to call him to the House of Parliament and have our beloved, they used to have beautiful, you know, talks together. And our beloved was given this great honor. His Holiness was to speak on the topic of world unity for human survival. With all humility and sweetness, our beloved told the members of Parliament about the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. He told them that we are attached to the mind and the senses, and that we must learn to rise above body consciousness, just like taking off our coat in order to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. Only by turning our face towards God will we be able to survive. And this was the essence of Master's speech. And at first, his throat was sore, so he apologized for speaking with a sore throat. You know, and his voice is musical but soft, you know, very soft. So it was pretty difficult for our beloved. And the entire speech will, if you have gotten Satsang Desh, you'll find that it is in Satsang Desh, Master's entire speech there. With you? Okay. All right. Do you mind, they want to turn the tapes over because they're good.